doing, Tom? Hey, E4BM Mobile.
Oh, well, we're just about as far up there as you can get. We're just cruising along at about 15 miles an hour alongside of Lake Lyman.
I'm just moseying around over here by Pelham Road. Just being bored. Got bored, too bored, and Dalton decided to go drive somewhere, and I ended up in traffic over here on this side of Greenville.
Ducks. Well, I just went out for a boat ride. We bought our grandson a nice little bass boat here a while back. Bassmaster or something like that. I don't know. Bass Tracker. Yeah, I think it's 16 foot. It has a 9.9 engine on it. Two depth finders, a motor guide troller, Mercury motor. I never had anything like that in my life. All I had was a John boat and a $3 trolling motor that I'd go out to the junkyard and make my own troller with. So that boy, he just doesn't know how lucky he is.
Sounds like you got a deal there.
It doesn't even look like it's used. Looks like it's new. The old boy bought it from a friend of his, and he never even had it retitled. We had to get the paperwork straightened out on it, which wasn't any trouble at all. He's a real nice guy, just lived down by my daughter. But my grandson Isaac's 17, and him and his buddies are out on the pontoon boat now fishing rather than in that. And my son-in-law is a mechanical engineer, and he just finished re-kitting the carburetor and sound like a sewing machine. So I said, you need to give me a driving lesson. I'm not used to this high-class stuff. That water's choppy out there today, Ben. It's usually the wind lays about this time of night, but it sure ain't over here.
You talking about that thing sounding like a sewing machine makes me think about my old Land Cruiser that I sold off before I came back into the country. It had about 350,000 miles on it, and it still sounded like a sewing machine. Oh, man, oh, man. That Land Cruiser.
The R-Mobile. Well, you know, those are great vehicles. They must be. You always see them on all the African safaris and that. But the only complaint I would have is that the gas mileage isn't too great.
I'll attest to the gas mileage. That I do not miss. The single digits and the way I had that thing set up, man, oh, man, I don't want to relive those.
People with Land Rovers, if you can afford to drive a Land Rover, you're not particularly worried about the price of gasoline. So enjoy it while you can. Life's too short.
I enjoy that thing. That thing brought a lot of big smiles and a lot of pointed fingers and a lot of, Daddy, Daddy, did you see that thing?
Dad, to need a Land Cruiser.
Still down there in Charleston when I was in the off-roading lot and stuff like that, just playing in the woods.
Picture night before last for my grandson, and he was in an old-timey Jeep that had been all souped up, and that's exactly what he was doing, out mudding. His buddy had the Jeep, and he was letting him drive his car, but he said he really had a good time.
That's what it's all about, just having a good time and putting a smile on somebody else's face. And that vehicle did a lot of that. Put a smile on my face and put a smile on a lot of other people's faces.
Down around Charleston to need four-wheel drive. It's flatter than a pancake down there.
Usually out there in the national forest, I go find some muddy trail just to go stomp around in and just dumb stuff like that.
Well, young ones and did dumb things. I was a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde on motorcycles at that age.
Now, that's one thing I'd like to get into, but my balance is not the best of what it should be.
The last year before I retired, I worked at a hospital, and every surgeon I ever talked to, I was an electronic technician there, and electrician, industrial, and they called them donor cycles. And down here, I notice there's one, two, three a week that gets killed. So I think real hard and long about that down here.
I know about them donor cycles. My mother is an ICU nurse, so I heard a lot of it growing up.
I love motorcycles, but I got to tell you, people down here, a lot of them don't have any respect for them. There's so much traffic, they don't see them, and they pull out in front of them. And a lot of elderly people like me, but I watch for them. But it'd be easy to miss one. Once you get up in the mountains and that, I suppose it'd be all right. But not around Greenville, or Spartanburg for that matter.
My buddy in Anderson, he's got a bunch of motorcycles, but he hasn't ridden them in quite a long time.
He had a family, I wouldn't have one. I'd dearly love to have one now, but at my age, if it'd fall over, I couldn't pick it up. And I can't lift over about 10, 15 pounds now. The ones I like that I've never been able to afford, but I like to have a gold wing. They got reverse on them now, and they even got them that are automatic shifts.
Buddy and Anderson's got one of them. Last time I saw him drive that thing was years ago, and it was he came down to Charleston to visit his parents and see his siblings. And man, oh man, that was a while ago.
KI4LZI.
Nobody wants to talk to you, Andy. You're getting old. How you doing, buddy? This is your old TR.
My question for you, and y'all carry on, but you going to be up at the Equestrian Park next Saturday?
Know anything about it, Andy. And you can stay around as long as you want, buddy. I just pulling your leg. The other person that's on here now is Ben. Go ahead, Ben. Andy's up in the sticks up there in the mountains.
E4 BM Mobile. Yeah, I'm just pulling up over here on Woodruff Road. Gonna go grab me something to drink and then make my way back to Belton.
What's going to be happening? Of course, if you go to Briar's website, you'll know about it, but Briar's, the group here, club here, is going to have a little mini field day ham fest type thing going on up at the Equestrian Park. Oh boy, it's hard for me to describe it to you, being that you're not regional from around here. But it's not far from Traveler's Rest itself, and it's supposed to be this coming Saturday. Start at 8 and go till it's done that Saturday.
Try on Equestrian Center's at. I had to take my granddaughter up there. We took her up there to watch the big horse show, Andy. And is that where it's going to be at?
I think it's the same place, but, you know, the website to give you more detailed information about it. Under the Radio Rally 2024 thing, it's on the BRARS.cc website. Can give you more information about it, but it's this coming Saturday, and I think it's at the same place you're talking about. It's an equestrian park that Greenville County, you know, rents out to people like the club for such activities as what's going to happen.
Roger. Well, thanks, Andy. I'll take a look at that, but I doubt if I go up there, but that's a pretty good drive from where I'm at. Go ahead, Ben.
I heard about it when I went to that Briar's meeting, but that's about it. It didn't keep my interest long enough.
Well, see, got. Well, from where I live up here, it ain't that far away, but I didn't know if you knew about it a lot, but I'd let you know regardless if you didn't.
What's that, Andy? Hope you're having a good day. We're just on the way back from Lyman Lake. We went over there and rode my grandson's boat and got to drive it. And I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun, but there was a lot of wind out there on the lake today, Andy. There wasn't light kept.
2 or 3 days, at one point, the wind was so rough, they had a wind advisory out. That, I believe, was 2 or 3 days ago, though.
They had up to 50 mile an hour winds. How fast did they get here, Brace? 28, I think. Around 28. Go ahead, Ben.
Well, let me go order me something to drink and something to eat. I'll catch you on a little bit. AE4BN mobile.
73's, Ben. Go ahead, Andy.
Okay, to the station departing. Go ahead and depending on whether you go or you don't go, I might see you up there next Saturday. I don't know, but it's on the Briar's website, though, and 2024 Club Activities part over there will give you more details about it.
Nice drive up there, but mostly what I do, Andy, is in HF and a little bit of 2 meters, you know, while I'm driving and at home. But that's about it. But I don't know if you could get very far out from being up there at Tryon. You might. It's pretty high up in the mountains.
Then at Tryon. Not at Tryon. That's, I know how to get there, but trying to tell you how to get there is not easy for me, you know. It's on the other side of Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. It's not at Tryon. But there's an equestrian park there on the back side of Traveler's Rest there that Greenville County runs. And I know Briar's on the past 6 or 7 years, at times during the normal field day time, has had field day there. So it's not at Tryon, though.
Okie doke, I got you. It was that southern draw that you got, Andy, that fooled me. I thought you had said Tryon. you know, we're from Kansas originally. We're a little bit slow.
If it had been up at Tryon, I wouldn't have been able to go.
That's the higher order place. You gotta have money there. It is a beautiful place, though, I'll say that. I don't know how they keep that thing going all year long, but they do. But I've been there, and I've been in the stables and all of that stuff, and ate there one time. Well, we're making the turn on the downward side, headed towards home, and the sun's starting to go down. And I just took my heart pill, so everything's in good shape and lined up, Andy.
Well, you can find out more information about it on the website there under Radio Rally 2024 under the club activity thing. I don't know all the details, but I've been on the website enough to know about it, and being that they've had the regular field days there before in years past, I know where it is. And from where I live here, it ain't that far away. No, if it'd been in Tryon, there ain't no way I'd been going.
I had him at W4FHG's property one time. He's got a really nice place back in the timber up there. I went to one of those, but it's been many years ago. That's Gene.
And that location as well, Johnny lives up there too, DYH. Yeah, I've been to both sites over the years. I know where they both are.
I got to talk to Gene quite a while. We used to have QSOs back and forth now and then, but when he's out working, and I assume he's still working, I don't think he'll ever quit working with his security firm. He just don't get on very much anymore.
Once in a while, he checks in on the Briar's net. Now, he ain't in on the Briar's net ever now, but he checks decent enough that we know he's still around.
Older than I am, and I'm 76. But he's wiry and in good shape, and I know him very well. And he does check in quite a bit. But I haven't heard him just, you know, every day going down the road. That's what I meant to say, Andy.
Well, I'll agree. I haven't heard that. Of course, I'm not always here monitoring myself, but it could be that he don't have any gear in his vehicle right now. I know years ago, and this was years ago, when he had something in the vehicle that he always said that before he got home, he had to sign out or he had set off one of his alarms.
Yep, every time he'd get up near the house, he'd set it off. Yeah, I remember him and his wife well. Well, Andy, we're getting ready to pull in the driveway. Need to go in and hit the rain locker, which is a shower, and take a shower and go downstairs and see if I can work some CW tonight. You take care, Andy. Nice hearing you today. This is General T.R. Clear with your final, Andy.
Like I say, you go and check out that on the website. It can give you more details than I can possibly remember to tell you about. N0TRKI4LZI.
Site's got something at the suffix of it. CKT or something, doesn't it? Like it's BRARS dot something.
.CC, Charlie Charlie, .CC.
Thank you, Andy. I'll check it out. 73s.
Okay, KI4LZI.
N0TR clear.